Town of Ramapo officials delivered an update today on security measures that have been taken, as well as the case that's going to be presented before a Rockland County grand jury tomorrow. There's also the federal case in progress as well. As far as security measures, Town Supervisor Michael Speck says they've already increased police patrols both on the county level, the town level. The state has also given its resources as well, and there's a lot of marked police vehicles that are in the community. Supervisor Speck says that he's noticed there's just a bit more calm in the community nearly a week since the attack, and that is, he says, because of the marked police vehicles that people are seeing, and that they feel a bit more secure. So he says that will be ongoing until it's deemed unnecessary, but he's not sure how long that will be. I spoke with a rabbi in the community who says, you know, same thing. We want it here for a long time. You know, on the weekends, especially, the Orthodox community is not driving. They're walking to places, and they want to have a sense of security. In terms of what's coming down the pike security-wise, Supervisor Speck says they'll be getting license plate readers for every single entrance and exit into and out of Ramapo, as well as throughout the town of Ramapo. By the way, town of Ramapo is where Muncie is located. Muncie is a hamlet in the town of Ramapo. And he said they're working on getting the funding for these because it could cost about $1 million to $2 million to purchase the license plate readers. He says they'll be looking to the state and federal lawmakers for funding for that to help out. And then there is a maintenance of the license plate readers that could cost about $100,000 to $200,000 per year. So that would be an ongoing cost. The reason why they're looking to license plate readers is because that is what enabled police to catch the suspect of Saturday's stabbing as he was crossing the George Washington Bridge. There was someone in the house during the stabbing who was able to go out and look at the license plate, and it was the license plate reader that caught that. Other things that are happening in the town, they are going to install security cameras on light poles. They don't have any yet. That would be a first for the town. And then also they're going to be installing, well, they're going to actually start a pilot program with something called the Gabriel. And what it is it's in Israel right now. It would be the first in the United States being demonstrated this weekend, as a matter of fact, here in Ramapo. And then we'll start on a pilot basis. But it's kind of like it was described as a smart panic button. It would be via cell phone apps, and they would have live feeds of video and audio. And ironically, the chief of staff of the supervisor, Mona Montel, was investigating security measures prior to Saturday's attack, and then obviously followed up with it since the attack. They'll be looking for funding for these as well, and want them throughout the municipality. Again, it would be the first municipality in the United States to have the Gabriel system installed. Meantime, Grafton Thomas, the suspect from Orange County, the man charged in the attack, pleaded not guilty to federal charges. Earlier today, Nikki Cohn told reporters she hopes her father, 72-year-old Yosef Newman, regains consciousness since being wounded in the machete attack. Four other people were injured in the attack. They're out of the hospital. Federal prosecutors have described it as a hate crime, but in Rockland County, the prosecutors are not ready to go that far. Nikki Cohn was present in the press conference this afternoon as well, but in this one, she just called for increased security and to rid the area of anti-Semitism and hate. Also happening is the establishment of the Herbert Reisman Unity Council. It's going to be an interfaith, intercultural organization named in memory of Supervisor Herb Reisman, and it will be a forum to share concerns and work to find commonality and move forward with healing and unity. Again, tomorrow, the Rockland County Grand Jury considers charges against Grafton Thomas. Thomas's attorney is maintaining that he is mentally ill and needs to undergo an evaluation. Reporting from Ramapo, I'm Allison Dunn, WAMC News.